This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you want to give us a call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsofliberty.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. True that. We follow the Christ. And when we follow the Christ, that means we hold to His Word. What we're going to be talking about is He looks just like you. I'm here to tell you again, no, He does not. We'll be talking about that in just a moment. There's a couple things that just transpired concerning national news and what is taking place across the boards. And I need to cover them as quickly as possible. The first one is, yes, a federal government never had the right to assume authority when it came to the murdering of the innocent in the womb. And now it's been reverted back to the states concerning the 10th Amendment and their rights. But God never gave us a right to decide if we're going to kill babies or nay, right? Or to enforce the law in protecting the innocent. And condemning the wicked, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But what are we seeing here on social media platforms? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Louisiana judge, listen to this carefully, friends. One judge blocks state from enforcing abortion ban. One judge. Why don't the people in the state of Louisiana understand that these judges, if they are not there to discover and apply, then they are playing the activist? They are legislating illegally and undermining our God-given rights. Read the Fifth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. The judge needs to go. He needs to be impeached, Article 2, Section 4. He needs to be prosecuted. Don't sit there and tell me about how much you want resolve if you're not willing to do what it needs or what needs to be done in bringing about the resolve that you again desire or state that you desire. Okay? Read Isaiah 26, verse 9. A Louisiana judge blocks state from enforcing abortion ban. This is insane. But I do want you to hear this, because I'm just going to get away from all of the things that I've said 100 times. The government does not have the right to legislate by telling a woman that she has a choice and she has a right to kill the fruit of her own womb. It's their job to condemn that crime, not to advocate for that crime. Do you all remember Cain and Abel, right? Cain killed Abel. He was unrighteous. Abel, righteous before God. His sacrifices were accepted. Cain's were not. The voice of your brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. See, if you look at Leviticus 17:11, it tells us that the life is in the blood, okay? When you read Numbers 35, verse 33, it says, "So you shall not pollute the land where you are, for blood, it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it." Okay? Don't sit there and say it's the judge's fault. Don't sit there and say it's the federal government's fault, when in fact, you before God are the government. And those said representatives are only doing what you allow them to do. You are the responsible party, either for righteousness the blessing, or unrighteousness reaping the curse. There is no in-betweenites. I also want you to think of this, friends, when it comes to the issue of abortion. God will enforce his law with the warning of wrath, which is coming on America today, and judgment on those who shed innocent blood, along with the accomplices. When you look at Ezekiel 22, verse 3, it says, "This is what the Sovereign Lord says, a city that brings on herself doom by what? By shedding blood in her midst. You have become guilty because of the blood that you have shed," or have allowed to be shed. When you go to 2 Kings 24, 2 through 4, and this is Manasseh, this is what is happening, this is what is going to happen. For those that think that this is a thing of the past, you are sadly mistaken. It's nothing but distractions, smoke and mirrors. It's a dog and a pony show. They're going to keep going on with them bad selves in the first place. Your said representatives have already illegally allocated your taxpayer dollars to the funding of the murder of the innocent in the womb, and this will fall upon the nation. Every drop of blood that has been shed concerning those 63 million babies, there will be recompense. I always say, just ask Manasseh. Here's Manasseh, 2 Kings 24 through 2 through 4. I'm talking about King Manasseh. "The Lord sent the Chaldeans against Judah to destroy it. Surely this came upon Judah at the commandment of the Lord to remove them out of his sight for the sins of Manasseh." What were his sins? I mean, there was a plethora of them, friends. And Josiah came in and dropped the hammer on all of them. Praise God. Okay? "According to all that he had done, and also for the innocent blood that had been shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, and the Lord," listen carefully, "and the Lord would not pardon it." And if you're on the side of the Lord, you're going to hold to the word of God, and you're going to side with him, regardless if you're a part of that judgment or not. Because the American people, 329.5 million people, continuously sit down and allow the corruption of their said representatives to work in direct contrast to their very purpose. Okay? Don't sit there and blame them for what you tolerate, Americans, because they never had the right to do it in the first place. And when you see this sort of garbage coming out, the Louisiana judge blocks state from enforcing abortion ban, you better understand there's a higher authority. And God sees all things. He beholds the good and the evil. And you better know that judgment's going to fall into the equivalent of an appeasement of every single drop of the blood. So for all of you people that have been hearing, "Oh, you know what, I'm so sick of people talking about this abortion issue. There's nothing we can do about it." Well, guess what? The Lord's going to do something about it. And I'm going to tell you why he's going to do something about it. Because most Americans did nothing about it. I'm giving you scripture. His word will not return void, Isaiah 55, and you can rest assured there is going to be recompense upon the heads of the American people for what they have tolerated up to this point. Bradley, why so harsh? That's my father. See, most people think that he looks just like them. What about the mercy? It is a mercy to the innocent that judgment falls upon the heads of those that are guilty of shedding innocent blood and those that have stood by as accomplices in watching the shedding of innocent blood. Understand biblical mercy, friends, because judgment falls upon the heads of the wicked. What defends the innocent? Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to be become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. It stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, people are talking about corrupt judges today. Yep, and when you read the Constitution and you read your obligations before God, you understand they work for you, right? So this is the guideline concerning their duties, what they can do and what they can't do. And when you peruse the U.S. Constitution, you find their purpose. And if they fail to provide their purpose or fulfill their purposes, then you have a responsibility and obligation before God and man to deal with them. So don't sit there and just complain about them. When you look at Article 3, Section 2, it says, the judicial power shall extend to all cases in law and equity arising under the Constitution. Folks, we're not even talking about what they're doing that is found provisionally in the Constitution. They're so far out of their authority that, folks, it's foreign at every given step if you know the U.S. Constitution. So in other words, they're committing the act of treason against the people. The Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish, the judges both of the Supreme and inferior courts shall hold their offices during good behavior if they act in a fashion that is contrary to good. You must, Americans, you must lawfully remove them. You must have them lawfully removed, friends, because we're talking about the fact that a government has gone to the point of shedding innocent blood to the equivalent of 63 million. And I want to show you the law unto itself. It's interesting, folks. Look at the correlation here. We've just seen that the California governor, Gavin Newsom, this fraud, this communist, he signs a law, they call it. It's not a law. It's in contrast to American law. He's usurping his authority and acting in a foreign fashion towards those that he's to represent. But it says that he signed a law allowing gun violence victims to sue firearm manufacturers for damages. What about all of the mothers that have fell victim to the approval of the government that said it was okay to kill their babies? Can we go and sue Gavin Newsom for that? Because he said, listen, just because the Supreme Court said that you no longer can sue, not that they ever had a right to give you in the sense of committing the act of abortion. But he said, listen, if you want to have an abortion, just come to our state. They said it in Minnesota, too. Folks, this is incredible. This is a nation that's doomed. It really, truly is. But he is now saying, Governor Newsom, surrounded by armed security detail, that he is allowing the victims to sue firearm manufacturers for damages. This is like blaming the manufacturers of spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. And I got to tell you, there's a story told, and it's a true story, of one of the philosophers. And he had seen a kid acting up outside. And instead of going over and chastising the child, what he did is he walked inside of the home and he started to slap the parents. And the parents were saying, well, what are you slapping us for? He said, because of the disobedience of your children. Don't you think it's time that we go to the parents of Gavin Newsom and begin to smack them up a little bit lawfully concerning what it is that they produced? Because this is the mindset that they want you to take on if you're thinking through their totalitarian system. I want you to think about the fact that they're saying now in California, you can sue the manufacturer. Do I sue the manufacturer if I'm in a car accident and someone were to get maimed, hurt, or even killed? Do I go to the manufacturer of the car and sue them? Nope. Folks, do you understand that they're setting all of these talking points? And this is clearly a totalitarian system of government. If these governors were enforcing the law against the crimes and against those that are educating people through Hollywood as to how to commit the crimes wouldn't be committed. When you think of Proverbs 16:6, what does it tell us? It tells us that we teach men the fear of God by what? Causing them to depart from iniquity. What is the purpose of government? To restrain men from sin, 1 John 3:4, to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, and to maintain order. Who's creating disorder more than these criminals, friends? He doesn't. Where in the Constitution does he derive this or extract this authority? The burden of proof, Americans, the burden of proof is on them, not on you to defend the indefensible, because they know they don't have a right to do it in the first place. They are depending upon the ignorance of the American people to continuously push forth. That man, I know that there was 1.5 million people, along with an extra 250,000 signatures coming from illegal immigrants into America that said that this criminal needed to be recalled, but we've seen the machine come right in and say, no, all the people in California want him back. They love Gavin Newsom. Folks, there's no truth in the man, John 8:44. And all you people in California, quit running from your state. You love California so much and you love your country so much. Well, then guess what? It's your turn. Stand up, turn around, and fight the one that means to strip you away from your God-given rights. This is ridiculous. California governor signs law allowing gun violence victims to sue firearm manufacturers for damages. I have never heard of anything so ignorant in all of my life. And folks, I shared with you the other day concerning Joe Biden getting maybe one or two or three claps from the people out at Parkland School and the parents of the victims of the alleged shooter in that particular case, as he's stripping away law-abiding gun owners' rights, accusing law abiders for the crimes of the lawbreakers. Does not anybody see the purpose of American government? It's really simple. My children understand it. These are cunning men. They're con men. They're artists. Folks, they are puppets. They are clowns in the circus of politics. You know they don't work for you. Why do you pretend with these people going along with their pretended legislation? There is no constitutional grounds whatsoever for this individual to even proclaim or promulgate the fact that he's got the authority to tell victims now to go sue the gun manufacturers so they can put them out of business. Does that apply to them? Oh, absolutely not. Nope. You got to silence those people. Hey, folks, get back to the Word. Get back to the law. Because when we do and we bring about the judgments that the Lord has commanded concerning His statue and state statue, by the way, which is aligned to the Word of God, we're not going to have these kind of guys in office any longer. This guy is such a fraud. I mean, he's such a useful idiot. I mean, apparently these dummies don't realize that history teaches us that useful idiots, when they're done concerning their purpose of committing treason against their own people and being used in such a fashion, that at the end of the day, they're the first ones lined up and shot. That's what happens in communist nations. I know Americans just think that that will never happen here. I'm here to tell you that Scripture tells us in the book of Amos, for those that say such things, you'll be the first ones to go. You better watch what you say, and you better watch how it comes out of your mouth. Ponder and think about what needs to be said before you say it, folks. You got all of these people. I was on a radio show this morning, did an interview in Texas, asking me, Bradley, what's the resolve? I keep saying it, and I keep saying it, and I keep saying it. The American people need to understand they don't have a right to do what they're doing. The burden of proof is on corruption, not on you. They can't prove it. That's why they use the mainstream media to drive the narrative all the way through. That's why they use big tech companies to censor people that know what they're talking about. And the people haven't figured that out yet. So anyways, that's where we're at. Wanted to share those things. By the way, when it comes to the Second Amendment, that was talked about again this morning during that interview in Texas. And I said to him, I said, Dave, there is no debate. Don't disarm. Joe Biden just talked about treasonous criminal. Joe Biden just talked about how this is just the beginning of more gun control measures. Now they're going to mental health because they want to deem who they want to deem as who's worthy to have a gun and who isn't. And guess who isn't going to be able to, who's not going to be found worthy or deemed to be worthy to have a gun? Their political opposition. This is communism. This is communism at every given level. And it is absolutely astounding what it is that the American people will put up with. And again, you say, well, Bradley's so self-condemning. No, it's not. It's not condemning. It's the great wonder of the age. The great wonder of the age of how the posterity of our forefathers, who set such a high standard and a wonderful example as to what it takes to deal with tyranny so it never happens again. And 250 years later, their posterity are giving it all up concerning the bloodshed, concerning the sacrifice given unto us for the freedoms that we have today. Americans, a good majority of you, love it or leave it, number one. Number two is this: you don't deserve the freedoms that you have if you're not fighting against the tyranny. You don't deserve the freedoms that you have unless you're fighting against the tyranny, period. Quit looking to politicians to do for you. And furthermore, all of you professed hypocrites, quit looking to God to do for you what you can do for yourself. And I find that in Scripture from Genesis all the way to the end of the book. We're going to come right back, creating a Jesus that looks just like me concerning willful sin. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian forces pounded residential areas across Ukraine overnight as Ukrainian forces mounted a counteroffensive in hopes of taking back an occupied southern region. A Russian rocket attack on the city that is home to Ukrainian forces in the east killed 3 people and wounded 13 others Friday. The Russian Defense Ministry claims it's taken control of a village on the outskirts of Donetsk. The Kremlin, with the help of its forces and rebels that they've supported, is seeking to seize Ukrainian-held areas north and west of that city to expand the separatist self-proclaimed republic. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, among many of former President Trump's supporters, speaking out about the search on the Mar-a-Lago estate this week. She called the search a political persecution of the former president and accused Attorney General Merrick Garland of abusing his power. The comments come after the search warrant on Trump's estate was unsealed by a federal judge. This is USA Radio News. Salman Rushdie is still hospitalized after a stabbing attack at an event in western New York. The 75-year-old author suffered a damaged liver and severed nerves in an arm and an eye. The eye he is likely to lose. He remains on a ventilator and unable to speak, according to his agent last night. Rushdie's attacker, Hadi Mattar, was due in court today to face attempted murder and assault charges. Rushdie has been the target of death threats for more than 3 decades for his novel, The Satanic Verses. Really bad drought happening in Italy right now. Lake Garda is near its lowest level ever recorded. Spots of previously underwater rocks in the country's largest lake are now exposed. Tourists flocking to the area for the start of a key summer-long weekend found a vastly different landscape than in previous years. Northern Italy hasn't seen significant rainfall for months as snowfall this year was down 70%. Many European countries are enduring droughts that have hurt farmers and shippers and prompted water restrictions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Interesting when you listen to the feed coming from the conservatives, how Biden, presidents that preceded him, are over in different countries all day, trying to tell those countries what they're supposed to do. The president of the United States of America doesn't have any authority to police the world. Zero. Along with a plethora of other entanglements which are unconstitutional. What's he doing over there? You know all well what he's doing over there, friends. You see what he's doing with Ukraine right now? It's a transfer of wealth which is taking place. So what I'm talking about, the American people just sit around and act like, well, we've been hearing this for decades. Well, then why don't we put it to a stop? Period. He looks just like you. No, he does not. I want to take this in stride, and I want you to listen carefully. I want you to write these down, please. And I want you to do your own due diligence. Because I want to keep this as sound as I can. I have been soundboarding my friend in California. I called him again this morning. Soundboarding. And I appreciate the Holy Ghost very much, because the thought process is exactly hooked together, and I'm honored by the Holy Ghost and having the mind of Christ to think the exact same way with those in the body of Christ. When I look scripturally to the character of the living God, I have clearly noticed that he is first holy, that he is just, and that is in fact what makes him good. That's what makes him good. Okay? Jeremiah 9:24. I want people to understand because he is holy and he is just. As a matter of fact, when you go to Psalm 97, it says that righteousness and judgment are the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. The Bible tells us in Psalm 97, you that love the Lord hate evil and love that which is good. We're supposed, hey, folks, by the Holy Ghost, we hold the Lord's heart. If we don't feel or we're not led or directed to feel the same way that our Father's heart feels, then we're not born of the Spirit of God, Romans 5:5. I want you to listen to Nahum 1:3. It tells us that the Lord will not at all acquit the wicked. We were just talking about that concerning the topic of abortion. He will not. He will not pardon certain sins. Okay? And what we're going to be getting to is real grace here. In contrast, when I look out and see what men in the American church have done with his character and twisting it into a character that is unscriptural, I feel that I must, and I have, taken responsibility in setting the scriptural record straight. Read 2 Peter 3:6 when you get a moment. Maybe that's 3:17, forgive me. I'm just going to go there. Because I just did this morning, and I want to make sure that we're all aligned. Yeah, it just talks about willfully ignorant and so on and so forth. The Bible tells us in Psalm 50, verse 21, these things hast thou done, I have kept silent, and thou thoughtest that I was together such as one as thyself. But the Lord said, no, I'm not just like you. I will reprove you, and I will set them in order before your eyes. Psalm 50, verse 21. When you read Galatians 1:9, I'm going to keep going back to the Old Testament, to the New Testament. Paul said, the man that was responsible for writing and penning two-thirds of the New Testament said, we said before, and so I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. Galatians 1:9. Well, there's a lot of people out there that are accursed. And hopefully there's going to be some that we can rescue and redeem back. From the using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, Galatians 5:13, and on the other hand, attempting to make Christ the minister of their sin, Galatians 2:17, we see it happening on both fronts. When recently studying the Old Testament, namely the five books of Moses, I had noticed that when it came to the sacrifices of God, there were sacrifices of all sorts of animals for all sorts of sins. And after going through the list of all of the sacrifice for all of the sins, I could not find one sacrifice, listen to me, America, and put this up to the false grace that you've been falsely taught. When looking for all of the sacrifices for all of the sins, I could not find one sacrifice given in the Word of God for those that willfully sin. Not a one. How many times do you see people using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh? The law said, friends, under the Old Testament, that when you violate his law, the soul that sins, it shall die. Just think about that. For example, adultery. If you committed adultery, it's the seventh commandment. There's still adultery laws in America that have not been enforced since 1944, for the record. You're wondering why adultery is so rampant? Well, it's taught to the people. And then it's encouraged by the local attorneys that are woed by the Christ to go ahead and make $100 off of dividing that which God brought together. Not a good place to put yourself. But for example, thou shalt not commit adultery is the law. Jesus said in Matthew 5, even if you look at a woman to lust after, you've already committed adultery. Do you see how grace, friends, is much more intense than that of even the law? And it's stricter in justice. Grace is. We're talking about willful sin here. Folks, I want you to understand something here too before we get going on this. And I'm taking this in stride. That I know that there's some that believe that all sin is willful. I'm here to tell you that is unscriptural. All sin is not willful. There's sins of ignorance. There's coverings for sins of ignorance. When you didn't know, but now you do. And now that you know, you better not. And I'll get to that in a moment. King David said in Psalm 51, verse 5, "Behold, I was shapen in lawlessness, in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Whoa, was that willful on David's part? No, not at all. He didn't make a choice. He was born into it. He was shapen in iniquity. Okay, that's why he needed to be born again. John 3:3. Paul said in the New Testament, going back from the old to the new, to the new to the old, Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:13, and I'm going to go there right now for you, and I want you to listen carefully as to what Paul said. And put this into perspective of those that say that all sin is willful, when in fact it is not. I'm going to the King James Version. Paul said, "Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly and in unbelief." Okay? So again, sin is not all willful. But that's what we're getting to. Okay? Scripture tells us that if we willfully sin, in Hebrews 10:26, I'm going to read it out, listen carefully. "For if we willfully sin after that we have received the knowledge of the truth," once we know God's moral law and we transgress it, "that there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins." Well, someone's saying right now, "Well, Bradley, are you better than we are? Are you sinless?" Hey, first of all, I'm not the standard. Jesus Christ is. No, but I am seeking perfection as I obey from the heart that form of doctrine that's been given unto me. That is what I am telling you. And now that I'm saying that, I'm also going to go over to Romans 7 for you, because I know that people probably have questions, and I want to give the answers back by the Holy Ghost as He gives them. Okay? Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:27 that if he didn't practice what he preached, he considered himself to be a castaway. That's 1 Corinthians 9:27. So he practiced what he preached. The warfare that Paul went through is described in Romans 7. He said, "But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members." But he did not yield himself over to that, because he just talked about it in Romans 6. Okay? He said, "Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness?" And speaking of King David, wasn't it King David that said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you"? Boy, isn't it interesting how many people try to use a false sense of mercy to justify sin in which God condemns? I don't understand it. This is not the preaching of the old, friends, as to what you see concerning in the present. It contradicts each other in a big way, especially when it comes to the Word of God. Paul said in 7:24 of Romans, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" Then what did he say right after that? This is where most people stop. Oh, I remember going to a prosperity church and they saying, "Well, Bradley, the Lord will take care of that." That was exactly what was told to me. I was entangled in sin, big time. What was I told? "Well, you know what? You're saved by grace. You're going to heaven, Bradley. Don't worry about it. The Lord will deal with that." Oh, he dealt with it. How did he do that? Well, he left himself with not without witness. "I reaped what I sowed." It was like, oh my goodness, my own wickedness corrected me, just like Jeremiah told the children of Jerusalem. "Man, if I knew what I knew now, I wouldn't have done those things. Because I could see that I was crucifying the Son of God afresh and anew." And if we really are grateful for the freedoms that we have, understand the price that was paid that you might have them, both in the spiritual and in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14. "Because out of gratitude you will do nothing to offend the majesty on high." Is that where the excuses today fall? Nope. They try to put words into your mouth. They try to create stuff that's not in Scripture. And they try to tell you, "Well, Bradley, we need to be a little bit more gentler." But yet I can't see in Scripture that that's the case. We're talking about willful sin. and I'm going to come back. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. He did not yield himself over to those sins in action. He crucified him. He brought him to the Christ by denying himself and taking up that cross. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Someone, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, Sons of Liberty Media.com, top left side of the page, before it's news.com, top left side of the page. Got someone jumping the gun right now and saying, well, do I lose my salvation? Well, listen, it's not for me to tell you that you ever had your salvation, nor is it for a man to tell you that. It's the Spirit that beareth witness. So therefore, if I can't tell you that you're saved, I can't tell you that you're not saved. Okay? But just hold up a second. Scripture tells us that if we sin willfully, okay, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. If we're born of the Holy Spirit, we're going to do the things of the Spirit as we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who did not commit sin. Hey, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. But a certain fearful looking of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. This is Scripture, not Bradley Dean. Now listen carefully. That was the law. Here's grace. Of how much sore punishment suppose you shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. And we see this all day long. They call themselves Christians, swearing like a drunken sailor. Call themselves Christians, looking at other women, looking at other men. call themselves Christians, they lie. They call them white lies. They steal. They call it no big deal. When they're manipulating their time cards. Oh, the list goes on. Just read the Ten Commandments and you'll find out what I'm talking about. It's a false grace. It's not scriptural grace. Nor would we want to violate that grace when we see what Christ did for us on the cross. Why are men looking for an excuse to cover their sins when the Lord doesn't? Okay? It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Hebrews 10, 26 through 31. When you read Hebrews 6, by the way, it was also brought. Well, when you're talking about Hebrews 10, or Hebrews in general, this is basically addressing Christians. I know it is. But it runs in perfection, and it concurs with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all the way to the end of the New Testament and the Old Testament. Okay, so I'm not picking scriptures out like a bunch of pigeons picking peas, eating the ones that I do like and throwing away ones that I don't. No, I'm putting the cross right in front of me. Because grace says, deny yourself and take up your cross. Okay? Now, I want to go on here. It says in Hebrews 6, which, by the way, I'm speaking to 86% of the people in this country that profess to be Christians. So I'm addressing the Christians, or so they would have you believe. Hebrews 6:6 tells us that they fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. Oh my goodness, friends, that's what we see. This is why nobody respects your confession or your profession. This is why the church in America has become a reproach. Because the Lord said in the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, you better practice what you preach, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And that reproach falls to the people that profess to be something that they are clearly not. Okay? The world sees that the American church is a fraud. Period. The world sees, the heathen sees that the church fears not God. You know, the Bible says concerning the hypocrites that they feared the Lord, but they served their own gods. That's exactly right. They have a profession, but they don't practice what they preach. Jesus said, your heart, your lips, they honor me, but your hearts are far from me. This is easy to see. When I look to the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2, and to the example that he left us, Hebrews 13:7, I see where he laid to them that accused him of sin, that he was without sin. Is he our example, Americans? Christians? Yes, he is. He was without sin, John 8:46. Well, we're not perfect. No, we're being perfected. And if we've truly repented for violating God's moral law, Exodus 20, and put our faith in Jesus Christ, why would we want to offend knowing that sin separates us between us and our God? Isaiah 59, verse 2. We would do everything to stay away from that. Otherwise, it's known as idolatry. 1 Corinthians 10. Jesus, when they accused him of sin, John 8:46 tells us that he was without sin. When I read in 1 Peter 2:22, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, that's whom we're supposed to follow. Okay? And it's interesting, the grace that Jesus preached, like in John 8:11, to the woman that was caught in adultery, isn't it interesting, the grace that he preached, Moses, what did he do? He brought the law. Who brought grace and truth? Jesus Christ. Isn't it interesting, the grace that he preached to this woman was go and sin no more. That's the message. Not in the American church today. And if you look at their lives, you can see that it lines up with their walk perfectly. Hypocrites. To the max. Hey folks, what I'm doing here is leaning to the other side and holding to the word of God because I see too much false grace and mercy trying to lean to the other side. See, a faithful preacher, what he'll do is he'll lock you up with the use of the law into an iron cage and throw away the key, where the only option that you have is to cry out to Jesus Christ for mercy. There's no iron cage today. There's no key that's thrown away that drives you to Christ. Nope, they preach a false mercy and a false grace, which only gives you the impression that you're okay and you don't need to really repent. That's right. 2 Corinthians 7, 10, and 11. And again, if you look at their lifestyles, it aligns perfectly with their walk with God. They may have a form of godliness, but the Bible's clear when it says that they deny the power thereof. They have no power. They have no power in their walk whatsoever. Knowing the power of God, which is salvation. Jesus findeth himself in a temple and said one more time, "Behold, thou art made whole." What did the Lord say to the person that he made whole in John 5:14? He said, "Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." You know, my mom had a friend who was what they called an alcoholic. He was just making bad choices. They can call it a sickness all they want. He was making the choice to put the drink to his mouth. He drank himself to the point where his liver and his kidneys shut down. And they put him in the hospital. He had 2 to 10 days to live. I remember when my mom called me up and said, "Would you come up and pray for this man?" And I went up there and I seen this terror-stricken look on his face. He knew he was going to die in 2 to 10 days. His dad was in the room sizing him up for his coffin. Don't forget about that terror-stricken look on that man's face who was going to be buried in 2 to 10 days. Well, me and my wife, we went in because we believed the Lord, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. We prayed for him. About an hour later, my mom called us and said, "There's a miracle that's been wrought." Me and my wife fully expected it. I said, "What happened?" She said, "His livers and his kidney, they began to function again." I said, "Praise God." I asked after that miracle was wrought, 6 months later, about the man that was laying in the bed that drank himself there, where he had 2 to 10 days to live. He knew he was going to die. I asked her, I said, "Mom, has that man picked up another drink?" This is 6 months after that. You know what my mom said to me? She said, "Are you crazy? He hasn't even thought about taking another drink." Why? Because he knew where it was bringing him. The end of sin is death. Romans 6:23. Am I crazy now? He hasn't even thought about taking another drink. Oh, if professed Christians understood the Word of God. Hey, folks. Moses lost the promised land because of one sin. Numbers 20, verse 12. Achan lost his life along with the entirety of his family for one sin. John 7, 24 through 26. Just a couple examples. Friends, listen carefully. One leak sinks the whole boat. That's all it takes is one leak. John 8, 24 tells us, "He that said therefore unto them that you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins." Wow, isn't that crazy? Why would we want to sin if we see what Christ did for us on the cross? John 3:16. Jesus said, "I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins." Also read Romans 6:1. Folks, if we're saved by grace, should we continue in sin? God forbid, Paul said. I'm going to end the show with this. 1 John 2. "And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments." Verse 4, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Verse 5, "But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him." Verse 6, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk as he walked." Right? Go to 1 John 3:5, "And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not." Folks, if you want to talk about this again, we'll take calls tomorrow. We can talk about this more on tomorrow. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out, while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.